I got a nosebleed every day for years.
Oh, he needs some milk.
The senior year of college, we were out and about, and there was this girl that recently became single. You know her. The fans don't, but her name's...
Who?
Is this girl that I've been trying to flirt with for a while. She had a boyfriend, would come to our parties, and then I like finally got her on this like semi-date. We get our crepes at this place like a couple blocks from the house. As we sit down and just like... I don't know if it was the steam from the hot crepes or something, but it unlocked something in my nose, dude. And it's a faucet like I've never seen before. Dude, it was so bad.
It's like a dormant volcano. It went dormant for 4 years.
I'm in Rhode Island. It was a nice day. I was just hanging out, got nothing to do. I'm like sunbathing. I'm in like literally this outfit right here. And like out of my periphery, I see like this girl. It looks like a minx, dude. So I like... kind of like open my eyes, peek over, and we lock eyes. I'm like, all right, I can't wait to see her approach because we've made eye contact. She's the one coming to me. Let's hear her opener. And she's like, excuse me. I'm like, what's up? She's like, are you by chance homeless?
Oh! Yes! Zinger!
Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart
podcast.
Nonsense. Fuck,
and the crowd goes wild.
I wasn't sure.
And the crowd goes, wow!
The king's speech, dude.
Why October 18th, 2023. Welcome to the pod, Pop.
Nice, dude. All it's aboard.
Good day. Good day to be alive. Let me just kick things off. Do you get nosebleeds ever? Oh, and he's gone. He's gone. In the intro of the pod, he's left. So go subscribe on YouTube. It's interactive.
Yeah, I'm back.
Do you get nosebleeds often?
I went through a phase, dude, and I think I bottled up this phase.
Oh, no.
But I got a nosebleed every day for years.
Dude, I swear to God, I get the luckiest threads.
Dude, I don't know what happened, but like I think... What I don't know if this is a real blame, but what I do or the real cause, but I blame freshman year in hockey. We'd have this thing. It was like our hazing. All the freshmen, which are like 14-year-olds, half of them gone through puberty, the other half, like me, hadn't. And then you have the 18-year-olds who have like fucking full facial hair, big cocks, dude, huge, in case you were wondering. And they're just swinging. So we're just basically like naked locker boxing. These 18-year-old men, and one of those men just fucking knocked me right
wham
in the
face.
This is like me wearing a helmet, so you have a helmet with a cage and then just gloves, like your hockey gloves, nothing else, and whammoed, smack my face, my like cage hit my nose, and I literally for years it was just every morning a hot shower would just all over my face, my whole body, really. It was like I might produce 50% more blood than the average human just because of that, like adapting to it.
Dude. So,
but something happened and I don't get them anymore, so it's sick.
The faucet, dude, it turned off. So you take a hot shower and just be covered in blood?
Every morning.
Every morning at about 15 years old.
Yeah. Dude, wow. And this other kid, Julia's son, talking about nosebleeds. Fucking fourth grade, dude. I used to sit on the bus next to him every morning. Not every morning. Like once a week, he'd show up with this, like just a wad. Just a wad shoved deep in his nose. I wouldn't talk to him. He'd just sit next to me and his breath stunk and he had a bloody little nostril. And I'm like, dude, I want none of that. So yeah, it's kind of common.
Wow, dude. The thread around that keeps on threading. I think I had heard about Julius, but not that you were doused in blood every morning. Yeah. I just bring this up because I never get nosebleeds, and it was about 2 a.m. last night. I had just gone pee, and I came back to bed. Oh, there he is.
Sorry.
The thread that keeps on threading. Bottle it up. And I lay back down. I'm about to fall asleep, and then my nose just feels like really, really runny. Like not like the sniffles. It's like
thick.
Way too loose to be anything else. You know, you do one of these, and then your whole hand is red.
Yes,
and so I just cobble over to the bathroom. I'm leaving blood trails all over the floor. And I was just like, this is a ridiculous thing. You just, the faucet, dude, you just start pouring blood out of your face. I was fine. Cleaned it up. Dripped everywhere. I had to clean that up at 2 a.m.
You want to know a bad time to have a a drip faucet face?
Giving a presentation.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Trying to think if that happened. No, I don't think that happened. I'll give you a second good one. On a date.
You went on a date?
No, this is years ago, dude. Back when the faucet was running.
dude.
I don't know if I've told you this story. If it was
no,
dude. Whatever.
This was my like 30 second intro, and this is now the faucet episode.
Well,
totally unknown.
Pistol Pete thumbnail. Yeah, so this is senior year. The senior year of college, we were out and about, and there was this girl that recently became single. You know her. The fans don't, but her name's Monica. Monica is this girl that I've been trying to flirt with for a while. She had
Carry
a boyfriend,
on,
would come to our parties. And then I like finally got her on this like semi-date. I don't even know if it was a date. It was just like, hey, I owe you for some reason from some bet, so I'm going to go buy you crepes sort of thing. Let's call it a date. So like literally just go. We get our crepes at this place like a couple blocks from the house. And like as we sit down and just like, I don't know if it was the steam from the hot crepes or something, but it unlocked something in my nose, dude. And it's a faucet like I've never seen before. Dude, it was so bad.
It's like a dormant volcano. It went dormant for 4 years.
It's the moisture. I don't know what it is, but it was like winter too, so it was all fucked. I do one of those because you're like, oh fuck, I got a runny nose.
It's
like,
so runny.
And
it's so runny.
You see the red runner, and you're like, that's not it, dude. She's like, uh-oh, looks like you got a bloody nose. And I'm like, you don't know what's coming. So we walk out to like find tissues or something. And I'm like, there's not going to be enough. So we start moving. I'm like, we just got to get out of here. Like, let me figure. I don't know. We just like evacuate this crepe place. And dude, it was like, it might have been top 10 bloody noses I've ever had at the worst moment. Like
Krakatoa.
My hands were just covered. I had no like access to napkins. I don't know why we left, but like it was just all over my hands. I was like trying to smash my hand into my face to block it.
Right. And so last night it was all over my hands. It was all over my feet. There's just blood everywhere.
She was literally like, she couldn't have a conversation because there was like blood spilling out of my mouth. Because I'd like block here and it just come out of my mouth. And she's like, I don't know what to do with you. And I'm like, I don't know either. It was like 5 minutes into our date, dude. I literally just got there. And she's
and
like,
it's not a date. It's best buddies.
No, I don't know what it was because we weren't really friends. But she brings me back to her dorms. I'm like, fucking nice, dude. That's one way to get back. But it's not, though, because I was just spewing over her whole dorm room. And I'm like, I just got to go home. And I just abandoned everything.
Dude.
And then our best friend dated her. And I never did.
The biohazard, dude. That's sick. Let's pivot. A quick one I've got, and then you've got a story to tell about Slick Rick. So we have this new diet, right? You brought me onto it. It's called the Sweet Green Diet.
Yeah.
Basically, you subscribe to Sweet Green's monthly sweet pass, sweet tartan pass, mm-hmm. and you get $3 off one salad every day.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for lunch every day for the last like 3 months. I've lost 10 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. And I was just meeting up with a friend last night who's on the Sweet Green Diet. By the way, these are like $12 salads for lunch every day.
Is that even a lot? I don't know. I don't know what that is for money wise.
I think for how filling they are and how good the ingredients are, that's cheeks, yeah. dude, all day yeah. long. Cause I was pounding like spaghetti and meatballs from Whole Foods.
Which are really good too, but you don't.
Well, I pound like two of them. It's like 1,200 calories, and you're hungry an hour later. So no wonder. I was meeting up with a friend last night who recently got on the Sweet Green Diet. He's lost 5 pounds in 2 weeks, dude.
Oh, nice, dude.
Undefeated, really. Undefeated. He gets one salad delivered every day though, so they're like $19. But
one salad it's the delivered.
Price. He gets them delivered. Doesn't pick.
Wow.
Them up.
What's he do for work?
That's a great question. Can't get into it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He's a UI designer. So, Pop, You were in Rhode Island this weekend. That's just an update on this weekend.
Oh, that was your whole threat. That's you just wanted to brag that you lost 10 pounds, huh?
No. I wanted to provide a testimonial for the Sweet Green Diet.
Oh.
We've already talked about the 10 pounds I lost.
Right.
But now I eat Halo Top at midnight.
Well, that's not part of the diet. I went home. Okay. I did go home.
Okay.
Why'd I go home? I went home for a phantom bachelor party.
What does that mean?
Here's the problem. Okay. Let's start with like the bigger picture. The bigger picture is my half brother. He is 20 years older than me. So he's 45, 19 technically, but 20 years older than me. And he's getting married for the first time. Pretty late in the game. There's a lot to roast there. But I can't really roast him. And why I have to roast him is because I'm his best man. We've talked about this before. I'm his best man, but I feel like I don't know the guy. Like, he just didn't grow up with him. He'd just come back for Christmas, give me a little Charlie horse where he grabs my fucking leg and I squeal like a pig and he gives me $200. That's all I really know about him. It hurt a lot. And I was like,
dude, in elementary school, did you do this? We would, you would run up on somebody and just sneak attack just the boys, which we talked a couple episodes about where all the boys had to get called into the principal's auditorium or whatever. Because we were throwing out F bombs and R bombs and G bombs. Oh. So subscribe. But we would just run up next to a kid and you'd just throw your knee into their quad. They'd be paralyzed. So you'd run up to the side of their leg right here and you would just throw a knee into it. Instant paralyzation. Paralysis, some would say.
Damn.
You didn't do that?
Thank God that didn't make it to the East Coast. Dude, that must be a Midwest sort of thing.
Dude, you'd just be on the ground like fucking rolling in pain. It was the most painful thing ever.
I don't want to transition into it. It could have been a nice transition. But because of my middle school experiences, I can't... Where did this feeling come from? Oh, I was on my back, dude. I was on my back sunbathing. This is in Rhode Island. We're going to come back to this in a second. I was on my back sunbathing, or on my front, I guess. Like, my back was up. My butt was up. And, dude, the whole time, I was just waiting for some fucking stranger to just come with their little finger and just jam it in my butthole.
That was Gaddafi.
Gaddafi, dude. But that wasn't even bad. Have I talked about, the gobble? You know the gobble?
No.
The gobbledygook, dude?
No. Oh, dude. I like how every 8-year-old boy in the U.S., based on region, has a different just torture method.
I wish I had the knee to the thigh, dude. The gobble the gobble got me suspended. I got suspended a lot, though. But
Gaddafi, dude.
So
to wrap on Gaddafi, basically... We had found out in fourth grade that he was, found in a hole and they stabbed him in the butt or something to kill him. Oh. And so that's when we came up with the Gaddafi.
Gaddafi! Gaddafi! Gaddafi!
I just got Gaddafi.
And you would just throw one of these pinched fingers, capiche.
Oh, we'd go straight finger.
One finger. Yeah.
One finger jammer.
Gaddafi.
Well, this was arguably worse. Like, Gaddafi might have been stoked with his bayonet butt compared to this. Because this dude, you're just walking. You're peaceful. You got your silky shorts on because that's what every kid wore. And out of nowhere, dude, if you got your back turned, your buddy comes up, sticks his hand right under your legs, right between them, grabs your sack and pulls you up like a turkey. So I did it so bad that my buddy was hanging from the gobble, and he got maybe half a foot of air, and I dropped him. He hits the ground squealing, dude. The aide runs over. He's got tears coming down his eyes, and he's like, "That guy did it to me." And I'm like, "That guy, dude, I'm your best friend." He gobbled me bad. And I got suspended 2 days.
It's like your other best friend that you said go die in an effing hole.
I know.
Stab
you right in the back.
Is that guy sterile these days?
Could be. He's getting married, but...
haven't found out.
Well, yeah. The test is coming, but... Huh. No, that was just a thing, dude. The gobble was a thing. I mean, that's like the next level thing. Like, you don't want it. You got to have your guard down if you're getting
gobbled. I think we actually drew a line at things that messed with fertility like that. That's, dude, you could rip them off.
Well, we had like jalapenos that we just rub all over and see who could last the longest at lunch. Dude.
You would rub jalapenos in your pants?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Not like a frequent thing.
Dude, we got to get back to Rhode Island.
My bad, dude.
Present day.
There's a lot packed up, but that was a really tough math class, dude. So that was subsequent. That was after the lunch break. So, okay, dude, I'm supposed to be the best man. Don't really know what speech to give because I don't know this guy. But there's another problem with that, right? Because the best man, what you're supposed to do is arrange the bachelor party. The problem is I don't know who his friends are, dude.
Right.
Don't know anything about him. So I don't know who to invite. I'm like, hey, dude, you want to do a party? Like, what's going on? He's like, no, I'm kind of like old. I've done it all. I don't really want to do a party. Maybe we just go golfing or something. Basically, like I flub plans. And then like his actual best friend was like, took the reins and was like, hey, we're going to do a party, whatever, at this golf thing. So plans are all there. I get on the train to go back to Rhode Island to go to this like cool Top Golf. Just hang out and party like some events later. But like literally the second I get on the train, I get a text from my brother in the group chat. He's like, hey guys, it's gonna rain. We're gonna have to reschedule. And I'm like, I just got on the train, dude. So now I'm like on a 4-hour train. It's a couple hundred bucks to get there. And I'm like, well, I'm gonna be in Rhode Island this weekend, just hanging. The good thing is, like, I was happy to go because it was my mom's birthday the week before. So I'm like, I want to see her. That's fine. And it was supposed to be like my brother and her and my brother's to-be wife all grabbing dinner. But turns out they're in the feud of a century. They won't speak to each other for other reasons. That's like the empty.
Your mom and your brother or your brother and his fiance?
No. The least bad of these two scenarios. My mom and my
brother.
Are
feuding.
Yeah. They're feuding because she's trying to teach him how to parent, and he's like, "Let me just be the parent." And
My brother's got that same feud, with my mom.
It's kind of like when you have a company, you got to let the person make the mistake. And then
agreed. However, I'm gonna default to mom, dude. Moms know everything; they got the wisdom. I think you do have to let them make mistakes.
It can be annoying, though.
It can be annoying. It can be annoying. But I'm like, my mom, well, yeah.
It's complicated. Don't need to get into it yet. But basically, I found myself on a train going to a place that no one wants me. So I get to this place, and it's kind of like, how I'm dressed. You saw the gobble.
Are we going to talk? The gobble, dude.
You
want to
get to
the
bank?
Well, are we going to talk the bank?
Oh, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, did you say bank or bank?
Bank.
Bink, dude. Because I'm wondering about the other thing you fucked up is you got a plus one going to your brother's wedding.
No, I didn't. I didn't get a plus one.
I thought he texted you saying, hey, dude, this girlfriend you used to have who I'm setting a plate for at the wedding.
No, that was my mom. That was my mom's plate.
Oh.
My mom said she's not going to go to the wedding.
Oh.
Empty plate.
Here you had me thinking this whole time that you were bringing your ex to the wedding because there was a second plate.
Even if we were together, I didn't want her to go because I'm really nervous about this speech.
Whoa, dude. You're going to put it on the pod. Okay.
Might have to. Okay. So that's all fine. I'm in Rhode Island. I'm just hanging out.
That's crazy if she's not threatening to not go to the wedding. Like, that's a feud.
Yeah, dude. A little Hatfield and McCoy's, but it's the same family. But kind of different families. Yeah. So, whatever. I'm in Rhode Island. Basically, long story short, it was a nice day. The day I got there, or like the morning after, I was just hanging out, got nothing to do because, like, fuck, what am I going to do? So, I go to the park. It's really nice out. Okay. It was supposed to rain, but it's fine. It's like we could have still had this event, but it's fine. I'm out there. It's really nice. I'm warm. I'm like sunbathing, but I want like a place to like lie down, but there's no real good place. Cause like, I don't know. I don't trust like morning ground cause it's kind of wet sometimes. So I try and go on like this,
this is like park where you can like lift weights and things, and it's got like this incline bench press. I try and lie on the bench press. This is like with my, I was like lying with my head down and my butt up, and I got really nervous some homeless guy was gonna come and like try and jab me. Gaddafi. But I didn't really like that. I was on an incline, didn't like it. So I like walk over to this bench, and I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna go hang on the bench. And like as I sit there, I'm like, oh, it's kind of nicer if I like lie down. So I lie down on the bench and I'm just warm. I'm in like literally this outfit right here. And I'm just cozy as can be. And like out of my periphery, I see like this girl. It looks like a minx, dude. A minx is just like kind of, she's coming up on the prowl. She's like, I don't know. She's like,
bogey.
Is she going to approach
me?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So I like kind of like open my eyes, peek over, and we lock eyes. We lock eyes. Minx, dude. Absolute minx. Probably similar age, maybe 25 or so. Maybe like 23. And I'm like, all right, dude, I can't wait to see her approach because we've made eye contact. She's the one coming to me. Let's hear her opener. And she's like, excuse me. I'm like, what's up? She's like, are you by chance homeless?
Oh, yes. Zinger.
I'm like, ah, fuck, dude. Fuck. I'm like, me? No, I'm just fucking on the, it's warm out, dude. I'm just hanging out on the bench. She's like, So you get like, oh, sorry. Okay. It was just like super awkward because she's like, this dude's homeless. Like, let me like see if he needs food stamps or something. Just like a sweet like charity girl or something. Turns out I'm not homeless and I actually have like $6,000 a month in leases. So like the opposite of homeless.
Homed.
But literally just the way I dress and how I was looking, just lying.
Wow, dude. And then she was just on her way?
She scrambled. She was just like, I may have just dished this guy the worst insult he's ever seen.
That's crazy.
It's like, no, like, I didn't know how to, I was like, no, I'm just like enjoying the sun. She's like, oh, I thought you look like a homeless man.
Dude.
And I'm like, oh, that's a new low, dude. Homo. We talk about like the only incentive I had to look good was to like, like find, like I just default if there's like no need to just like wear this all day, every day.
And, right. And your prospective mate comes up to you on the street and asks if you're homeless.
Right. I thought, so that's, dude, I thought how I was that's about going. To finesse that.
That's how that, that's
so that was
incredible.
The start of my weekend. It was basically a
is that the slick,
bachelor party and I'm homeless.
You said the slick bench thread? Is that that?
Yeah, that was that. You know, some would say there were better ways to tell that story.
No, that was great. And I'll take a bite and I'll add on.
Okay.
Because I found this thing where once you've found a mate, I've seen this in all the men in my life, there's this tendency to just like stop doing everything.
Right.
And we talked about that when we were in LA. So I signed up for Stitch Fix. And this is just a nibble. It's just a nibble. I've gotten two Stitch Fix boxes. I'm very happy with what they've sent me because I'm
not happy enough to wear it.
That's true. Well, they're not my work clothes. See, that's what it is. I had nothing in my closet that said like I'm an adult and I go out with my girlfriend and I look nice. I'm Rolling Stones, dude, and fucking steel toe boots. You can't. So anyway, I'm fighting the good fight, trying to not be the 50-year-old guy who just wears the same thing and the same boots every day, and his wife's like, that's it.
Well, that's it. Is the problem there though that you catfished her, as in you came in dressing in suits and now you're in sweatpants?
No.
But if you start with sweatpants, is it fine throughout? Like if you start homeless,
maybe
expectations are homeless.
I'm just like, we're gonna go see an improv show tonight. I would like to have something to wear, but like all I got during the day is graphic tees.
Mm.
It's just like a me thing. Like I got to take off the hat and I got to go out.
But you don't want to take off the hat.
Bare min.
I've seen you with the hat off, dude. You don't want to take off the hat.
So with that.
Well, hold on.
Oh.
Well, was that your last thread?
Because I wanted got a valuable thread, but hit me.
Okay.
I do. Well, I did need to leave 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
But that's all right, dude.
I was going to say our starter story dropped. Well, this is going to be a month late.
Oh.
But that was kind of cool. Super cringe to watch.
That's your thread. Yeah, I didn't think it was cringe.
Well.
Sick video. Dude, for how we shot
really
it.
Really good.
For how we shot it in person, that was post-production
magic. It was a miracle,
magic.
Dude.
A miracle.
What do you got, dude?
I got a value. Well, that was a sad one. I said on the pod maybe a week or two ago that I spend just a ridiculous. I spend basically all of my weekend cleaning and doing laundry. And so, dude, because I practice what I preach, I went out and I found a cleaner. Okay.
Oh.
A weekly nice. Cleaner at that.
Weekly, dude.
Weekly. So I went out. I found this cleaner. I tried her once. She was great. And then I took the Naval to the limit, and I was like, my time is worth a lot of money. Okay.
Is it?
It is. So I can't be spending.
How's the thermometer feeling?
I can't be spending. Fuck. I can't be spending all weekend cleaning our apartment. Plus, I think my need to clean is like total OCD anxiety. So like dirty things just give me a lot of stress. So I was like, what if I can reclaim all of my time by getting a cleaner and by having a cleaner, I no longer have to stress about the countertops being clean, the floor being clean, all that. So dude, putting my money where my mouth is, weekly cleaner that does laundry. She's going to wash and fold laundry, $110.
Whoa. Nice.
Because I took her off the platform she was on.
Oh.
She was like on platform or off platform. I was like, you tell me.
Whoa, you tell me. Do you want to make more money? That's interesting, dude. I'm getting platformed right now, but it's fine because it's like still not.
What's platform? Expensive. Oh, you're on the platform.
Yeah, just you know.
Well, it was almost $200 to get enough time and to do laundry and all that on the platform. I got 2 points on that. One. I'm already seeing the stress in the OCD lift because now I look at like our slightly dirty floors or our slightly dirty bathroom sink and I'm like, hey, dude, that'll be taken care of on Saturday. You're fine. Whoa. And so I just let it go. The second thing is we're going to be out of town this weekend and we can just give her access to our room. And so when we get back, right, I usually spend all weekend cleaning and doing laundry. When we get back, it's just going to be done.
What's
so long as she
happen,
doesn't rob
though,
the place.
When you end up with an extra 2-3 hours a week, what are you going to do with that?
Oh, of my time?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is interactive.
Well, here's what
That's
I'm wondering.
A great question.
I have a philosophy or a belief, I should say, that I think everyone in New York, at least, they're so busy that they wouldn't know what to do with themselves if they didn't have to do all these errands. Because all
That's
I
true.
See them do is like cook, that, clean, shop.
It kind of gives me purpose for the whole weekend. But I would much rather be reading, watching YouTube videos, hanging out with friends or my significant other, or, I don't know, doing pottery, exercising, walking the dog. So I don't think that's going to be an issue for me. We'll see. I'll have to report back. I'll have to report back on all this reclaim time. Because one unintended consequence is like I do have to be out of the apartment for 4 hours on Saturday with the dog.
Why do you do it on Saturday? Why don't you do it on a weekday?
That I still got to test that. Part of it's I got to get the dog out of there because she's kind of a nuisance.
Oh, okay. You're right.
So, but I could test bringing the dog with me to work on a Friday morning because she's just asleep. But she's just scary.
Sometimes, dude, is this a podcast or is this just
it's therapy.
Your weekend chores? No, that's awesome, dude. I'm proud of you. I'm going for monthly. I think most people would lose their mind with boredom if they didn't have. Ooh. They just watch more Netflix, which I guess is fine. But that's why most people don't
froze.
Do it. Like you messaged. Oh,
you said you're going for monthly.
Doesn't matter, dude.
What was your final point?
I don't know, dude. Doesn't matter.